we're gonna sing and we're gonna sing page 145. And think of these words. These words are healing words. Today. And this is something I have been contemplating myself all this week. You know, sometimes we have to put things in the proper perspective, right? And we do that how? We do that by going within. We do that by knowing what we truly are. So, in a world that appears to be filled with uncertainty, where we wrestle with fears and with anxieties, in our anxieties about a lot of things, our future, what's going to happen? But in all this, the question is, who's running the show? Yeah, who's running the show? Are you giving your power away? Who's running the show? Are you taking time to do the inner work? Who's running the show? Are you paying too much attention to the outer chatter that's occurring? Who's running the show when it's all said and done? I like the scripture, Philippians 4, 6, verse 6 and 7. It says, but we are encouraged to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now, God isn't out here. God is in here. So what does that say to you? That's saying we need to take some time, right? Take some time and let our desires be known. And not be anxious about it. But to know that there is one presence and one power, and we're all a part of that one presence and power, although some of us may not be quite aware of that. But is that your concern?
No.
No. Your concern is what are you going to feel and express? What do you believe? If you haven't taken some time to get to know what it is you believe, and I hope it's what draws you here, to hear that goodness is just filling you, that love is lifting you, that peace is all around you. Yeah. So on this scripture, not to be anxious by anything, and in situations, pray and give thanks. My take on this is, how do we pray here in Unity? We talk about affirmative prayer. And what is that? That's praying from knowing we live in an opulent universe, seeing through the appearances of things, knowing the supply is there, and it will meet the needs. It will meet the needs when we let our desires be known. Yeah. I always relate all this back to the first chapter of Genesis, where everything that was created as an idea in divine mind to be brought into manifestation by who?
Us.
Me.
Right. Right. That's heavy. You ever stop and think about that? That we're in charge because God is expressing through us. Now, if the window was dirty, sometimes that expression may be a little distorted, or it might be creating some chaos out in the universe. But God wants to express through you to reach and touch. We're the eyes and the hands right here, right now. And when we take the time to let our spirits know who and what they are, oh my, the world opens up for us. But there's one thing that's in all this mix. It's according to consciousness. Everything you are aware of, not only in the manifest world, but also in spirit, is what your consciousness holds. And I don't know about you, but I'm working to lift mine up to the point of the Christ consciousness. You know, a few years ago, or maybe it's more than a few years ago, there was a thing, what would Jesus do?
You know,
that's our way shower. That's the one who has come to show us and teach us that life is good, life is abundant. Here's how you tap into it. You know? So, I believe that where there is no vision, where you don't hold a desire for peace and love and truth and wisdom, I believe that where there is no vision, there is no growth. So we all want to join together, don't we? We all want to bind together and continue to hold this vision of love and peace in the universe, no matter what the appearance show us during the course of the week. The key to this, that set of scriptures, for me, is the part about thanksgiving. Giving thanks. You know, thanks is an activator. Did you know that? No matter what is going on in your life, just give thanks, not for the appearance or what's happening, but give thanks that you are a child of God, that you have the ability to see through that. You have the ability to rise above it. Because that's the promise. Jesus said, I came. He came to show us that we can have life abundantly. But there are some prerequisites, aren't there? You can't do it through hatred. You can't do it through gossiping about your neighbor or anything. You can't do it through negative energy. It has to be through the positive. When we give thanks, we open ourselves to the peace that transcends all understanding. Why does it work? I have no clue. But as I've told you before, I don't present anything to you that I haven't tried. I was a doubting Thomas when I was coming up in unity. Everything that was presented to me in our text, and I'm like, oh, come on. But I would go and I'd try it on, I'd use it. And the power of those techniques brought me to the present. And that's what I want for you. Try this truth on. You want the abundant life that Jesus Christ talked about? Try these true principles. I want to read you something. And yes, it's Eric Butterworth. Someone said, we hear a lot about Eric Butterworth. Well, we're studying Eric Butterworth, so of course it's going to be uppermost in my mind. I want to read you this, though. And it's from an essay of Eric Butterworth's on abundant living. There's so much talk now about scarcity. There's so much talk about there's not going to be enough. There's so much talk about we're giving too much away. I want to give you some thoughts from Eric Butterworth. And he begins the article by saying, my insight is that thankfulness and gratitude deal purely with an inner state of mind. They deal with an inner flow in relationship to divine process. I think it's important to realize that life is consciousness. When we have a consciousness that is related to certain things, we begin to give expression to these things. This means that the question that should be asked is, what do I have to give thanks from? That's a little different thought. What do I have to give thanks not for, but to give thanks from? It puts it in you. It shines a whole new light on it. He also says, not only what do I have to give thanks from, but what do I have to be grateful from? When we look at it in this sense, we realize, first of all, that I am a spiritual being, first and foremost. I am a child of God. This is the foundation of my life. This is changeless and eternal. I may go through all sorts of difficulties. And this is Eric speaking. This isn't me, but I can identify. Can you?
Yeah, I can.
He says that I may go through all sorts of difficulties, but this does not change the basic truth of my life, that I am a spiritual being. That's what we are, first and foremost. That's what we were created, in the image and likeness. So I'm right back to the question of the hour, and that's, who is running the show? Do you know in your life experiences who is running the show? Do you know in the way you communicate to others who is running the show? And by show, I mean this experience that you're moving through. Yeah. As we go through the challenges of human existence, guess what? Now is the time for inner dependence. Not outer dependence on what results are results and what this is and what this one is doing. Now is the time for inner dependence. Paul said, be ye transformed by what?
Renewing
of your mind. The uplifting of your thoughts. The letting yourself be touched. And allow yourself to be the expression of God. Doesn't matter what other people think of you. It's your connection and how you use it. We want to represent the truth of us, don't we? And that truth is, we're good, that we're loving, that we're peaceful, that we have the wisdom to move through this thing called human existence. And the thought just came to my mind about the scriptures where they walked through the fire and came out unburned. Hey, that's you. None of this can affect you unless you give it the power, unless you let it run the show. Yes. So, I was looking through some material in Truth Unity, and I thought this fits right into this. I'm gonna throw this out. And in the material, a young truth student, he wanted to know how to apply the principles of truth when it comes to human relationships, which is what we've been dealing with for what, eons, right? Human relationships. We've given them power to run the show sometimes. We've done things based on how this human relationship is going to react. It's time to take our power back. So he wanted to know how to go about this. So I like these tips that someone gave him. And they began their suggestion by saying, I want to give you my 2 cents on this matter. And sometimes we say that, don't we? We say, well, my 2 cents worth is this. Well, they went on to say to the young man, people make it seem complicated, but truth is very simple. And as we can always choose a path that leads us closer to recognizing our unity with all things. We can likewise choose a path that will lead us closer to more harmonious relationships, even while remaining steadfast to truth principles. You don't have to give up anything. You don't have to act how someone else wants you to act. You can stand on your truth. So, first thing, be honest with yourself and others. This means be aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. Motivations, that's a big word. Why are you saying you're doing this? What's your motivation? Is it for the good? Or is it for the selfish? It also means being willing to admit your mistakes and take responsibility for your actions. And that's what we teach, take responsibility for your life. It's not what someone else is doing to you, it's what you're allowing and you're giving them the reins to do to you. The second thing was to treat others with respect, even when you disagree with them. This means listening to others' opinions, valuing their feelings, and treating them with kindness. You don't have to agree with them, but listen is the key. Listen is the key. The third thing is to be compassionate towards others, and this means understanding their struggle and offering support when needed. I call that empathy, going through life, putting yourself in their shoes, getting to understand. You know, when someone is acting out, try understanding where they're coming from. And then you can be compassionate towards them. Other thing is to be forgiving. And you know, every day something occurs to not only give, forgive, but to also receive forgiveness. Holding anger does not serve anyone. Holding anger and coupling it with resentment, who does that hurt? That hurts yourself and the relationship. There's a scripture that says, what you do to the least of them, you do to me. So we need to be compassionate towards each other and forgiving towards each other. And what's the big one? Love. Love. Love others unconditionally. That doesn't mean accept bad behavior. It just means to see through the appearance and meet heart to heart. Spread love, even if they're different from you or look different or dress different or whatever. Love unconditionally. So I want you to reflect on the question of the hour as you go about these next few months. I'm not going to give you a remedy or an answer because it's in you to determine. Dig into that bag of everything that you've been learning through classes, everything you've been learning through your own prayer work, everything that has come to you through meditations. And not only decide, but answer for yourself. Who's running the show? Are you letting outside influences run it? Or are you interdependent on the oneness and the Christ connection that you are? That's a good question to contemplate during the course of the week. Sometimes we need to make a little tweak, don't we? There might be an opportunity to do some forgiveness work. Maybe. Or there might be an opportunity to give thanks for how far you've come.
Amen.
In your thinking and your living. So let's begin by praying. Let's make the connection. Let's pray. We're going to begin by, first we'll affirm the Lord's Prayer, and then we're going to go into a time of quiet. So, let's affirm together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And so take a deep breath. And release it and settle into your seats right here, right now. This is our moment. A moment to enter into a time of joy, peace, wisdom. A moment to enter into a time of surrender to that divine presence that is within you, to that space where you live and move and have your being. I'm going to speak this in the first person. I want you to just take these words in as your own. In this moment right here, right now, I open myself to a deeper understanding of love and peace and purpose. I am centered in the beautiful light radiating from within, breathing in and breathing out, making a deeper journey from the head down into my heart region, where I commune with the spirit within. I breathe deeply and I invite love into my being. And as I exhale, I release any burdens, tensions, or uncertainties that no longer serve me. For I know I am a child of the divine. I am a part of the energy that moves the universe. I am that which upholds truth. And in faith and spirit, I embrace my true self. In this sacred moment, I surrender to Christ within me. I breathe in and I breathe out. And I enjoy the beauty in this moment. I feel the connection and I realize that I am a part of a greater whole. And I align myself in the flow of love, in the flow of peace, in the flow of wisdom. And I take a moment to connect, to know, just to be the spiritual being that I am, to feel that power and that presence flowing through every fiber of my being. And I do this right here, right now, in the quiet. As I am transformed by the presence of love that fills me, I allow the Christ within to shine through my thoughts, words, and actions. Of your love, dear God. I am willing and able to spread light in a world that so desperately needs it. I embody compassion. I embody forgiveness. And I embody understanding. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful to come into this time of worship. We're grateful to feel your presence and your power moving through us, connecting us to the divinity that is within us. We give thanks in this moment for our universe, for our spiritual community, and for those we give thanks, for those who, when we leave the doors of this chapel and reach out and touch, we give thanks that your presence will be felt. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now, and it is an unfolding as we speak. Peace, love, wisdom. For all this we say, amen.
Amen.
Amen.